Uganda Advanced Certificate of Education UACE results have officially been released, showing an increase in the number of candidates who sat the examinations across the country. These were released today at the State House Nakasero in Kampala by Minister Education and Sports, Janet Kataha Museveni. According to the Minister for Higher Education, Dr. John Chrysostom Muyingo, a total of 166,400 candidates registered for the 2025 examinations, representing 17.2% increase compared to the previous year. Of the registered candidates, 56.3% were male, while 43.7% were female. However, 952 candidates did not sit the exams, while 98.9% of those who sat qualified for the certificates, indicating an overall strong performance. The results further show that 41.7% of the candidates obtained at least three principal passes, a minimum requirement for direct admission to university. Overall, 68.6% candidates qualified for university admission, with female candidates continuing to perform better than their male counterparts. Government also noted that subjects such as mathematics, chemistry, agriculture and economics were among the best performed in the 2025 exams.
We have witnessed a 17.2% increase in candidature of our learners who sat the examination 1925 compared to 2024. This growth reflects your visionary leadership, which has expanded access to education for learners across all levels of our education system. And thank you very much, Mama, for that. I also note, Mama, with appreciation from the statement delivered by the Executive Director of UNEP, that this year's UACE results registered comparatively fewer cases of examination malpractice than was in the previous year. Only 47 centers out.
Speaking during the release, Minister Education Janet Museveni urged parents to continue playing their role in nurturing and supporting education of children. She encouraged candidates who may not be satisfied with the results to remain hopeful and explore other education and skills training opportunities available in the country.
The statement further shows an increase of over 21,000 more candidates who have qualified for university places compared to the previous year. I'm confident that we have sufficient places in our tertiary institutions, both public and private, to absorb these learners. What our young people appear not to appreciate are the opportunities available in our technical and vocational institutions. Products of these institutions are readily taken up by the industry or are able to create jobs by themselves. So I continue to